News Talk 1620 WTAW, another victim of federal budget cuts made by sequestration, are members of the military attending colleges and universities. Future tuition assistance for those in the Army and Marines has been suspended. Here's more from the director of the A&M Veterans Resource and Support Center, retired Marine Colonel Jerry Smith.
The current way that I think both the Marine Corps and the Army laid it out is those students that are currently enrolled under tuition assistance, they can complete their current term of enrollment. It's just the restriction on any future enrollments.
So this word is still filtering, I'm presuming, through the ranks, so I'm guessing you haven't received any assistance requests from students just yet, but I'm guessing that the center is going to be available to assist if students do have any questions.
Exactly. As soon as we started hearing, when the sequestration was first announced at the first of the month, we started querying about any potential impacts for students that are on federal benefits. And we talked with, because we actually have two veterans offices here at Texas A&M. We have the Veterans Services Office underneath scholarships and financial aid, and they really do all the military educational benefits and the scholarships, grants, and the money end of things. Our office does more of the programming and trying to connect student vets with all the other resources that are available, both on campus and in the local community or other national resources. So we partner together very closely, and we compared notes, and right now there's no impact to federal VA benefits. And then when the news of the tuition assistance cuts started coming through earlier in the week with the Marine Corps and then with the Army, we're talking back and forth to try to figure out what other possibilities may be out there to provide financial aid to meet this unexpected lapse. And again, this is probably going to be for summer term and most definitely in the fall.
Have any other options been identified at this point?
We'll probably sit and meet on this next week and talk through what some of the options are. We've not met yet. Nothing outside of the standard other kinds of grants or loans or scholarships that are available to all students. Then there's some that are specified for veterans with specific categories of service or disabilities. But no, we haven't had the chance yet to react to this.
I guess y'all are still trying to process this as well.
Well, the first step, I think, will be, like our initial step this morning working with the Army ROTC, is first to identify the scope of the problem. How many students, how many credit hours, how many terms, summer, fall, so we can kind of get our arms around what kind of shortfall this is going to create kind of at the macro level, and then start to assess individual cases. We obviously don't want a student to have to drop out of school at this point because they just can't make the financial ends meet. So we'd have to let the financial aid folks work through the individual cases with the most need and then try to identify alternative forms of funding or loans. So it's going to take some time to accurately identify the scope and then try to pursue these other alternatives.
I understand trying to grow the population of current soldiers and veterans is one of the priorities at the university, and this really does nothing but back up that effort through no fault of the university.
That's correct. I mean, veteran students or currently serving reserve, National Guard, or even active duty students bring a lot of strengths to the university. And we very much are doing everything we can to support that student demographic and that group. But, this is certainly not going to help to retain the ones that are here and using tuition assistance.
This may be repeating an earlier question, but those who are listening who may be caught in this situation, feel free to contact the financial aid office as well as the Veterans Service Center to stay in the loop on how this is going to play out.
Exactly. Any of those students that may have some anticipated funding now in jeopardy because of these decisions, their first stop should be the Veteran Services Office in Scholarships and Financial Aid here at Texas A&M.
Have I missed anything?
Not at this point. We're just going to take this and start to work with the students that are in this category and try to assist them in every way we can.
Thanks again to the director of the A&M Veteran Resource and Support Center, retired Marine Colonel Jerry Smith, for the update, which includes 43 students headed to Army Basic Training this summer who are counting on tuition assistance next fall. Not affected are 115 Army students currently enrolled. The suspension applies to students serving in active duty as well as Guard and Reserve units. So far, VA benefits have not been affected by sequestration. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.